Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast.
All right. Welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons. Joined as always by Randy Angston.
Howdy. Oh, man.
Quick announcement, everybody. You've probably been hearing us chatter a little bit about Black Friday. We have a workshop where we're going to walk you through everything, teach you, help you with your offers, build the automation out. If you have interest in that, if you want to run this, go over to winninggym.com/Black Friday 2021. Got some more information, got a video there for you, and you can book a time if you have interest or more questions.
Yes, exactly. And then if you didn't hear the last episode, that was all about the Black Friday webinar training, why you need to be running Black Friday campaign this year. Mm-hmm. Give that episode a listen if you haven't heard that one yet. And then you'll understand a little bit why we're offering the workshop there.
So, and we're so excited about it. Yeah.
Heck yeah. That's my favorite campaign all year.
Yeah. It's instant return. So yeah, well worth your time to listen to the last podcast. I think it's probably, I don't know, that was probably an hour long because that was the recording of our Zoom training. So we just want to throw it out there in case you missed it and or if you want to review it, give you some ideas. And then again, if you have interest, of course, we have the workshop for you as well. So, all right, this topic's pretty important. I mean, we're going into quarter four now, or we are in quarter four, which means, you know, quarter one's right around the corner, which is a great time to be in the fitness industry, right? This is New Year's resolution time, just, you know, getting out of summer or winter, going into the warmer weather. Mm-hmm. It's always just a kind of an uptick in business, which is, you know, more than welcome for all of us.
For what we do.
But the big thing is planning around marketing. And, you know, you take calls all the time. We have, you know, plenty of coaching clients. It's always like, what do we run for marketing?
Yeah. So
it's always like, it's an afterthought almost, you know, you get into the month and then you're like scrambling.
It almost always seems that way. I don't think I've talked to a gym owner who has had a long-term marketing plan, like, you know, already figured out type of thing. It's always I should do that or what the hell am I running today type of thing. So,
yeah. And, you know, over the last probably year, you probably couldn't even have a marketing plan that you could stick to. You could have one, but then it's constantly changing. I think we're kind of out of the weeds at that point. So, you know, so there's a lot that goes into creating a marketing plan. If you listen to us more than, you know, 5 episodes now, you'll know that we are adamant about having multiple poles mm-hmm. in the water, catching fish at all time. Fish is the analogy for clients, right? So again, it's funny because I love deep sea fishing. I live in the mm-hmm. desert, but whenever you go deep sea fishing, depending on the type of boat you're on, there's multiple poles running different baits and different things, and you're trolling. And, you know, maybe one hits, one doesn't, two, you know, and then another one goes crazy. And it's just like your marketing, right? You could have 5 poles, 10 poles out there, and maybe only 3 of them hit. But if you don't have those 3 and you're only working with one and only one, you know what I mean? So you're at risk of not getting the clientele that you need.
Yeah. It's the opposite of putting all your eggs in one basket. You know, it's literally diversifying some of that risk. And then obviously, like, you know, if you listen to us again, you should double down when certain things are banging. So
yes, and that's a great point, because
I mean, if you've ever fished, you go to that bait.
Yes.
Right,
that's great. It's the best analogy.
You don't fish with the bait that doesn't catch a fish. You move to the bait that works.
Exactly. And going back to the analogy, when you're fishing in different markets, different areas, different types of fish, which could be your avatars.
Mm-hmm, there you go.
The bait is the hook. The hook is the hook.
This is fun.
You know, multiple poles has different strategies. So it all works. If we're talking fishing, it works with marketing. So mm-hmm. now the question is, okay, if I threw out every marketing campaign that we've ever run or are going to run on a table, it's going to be a mess.
Yeah.
And you're not going to know what to do, when, and why. So because the Iron Circle's coming out here this weekend, I had to put this kind of into a structure to make sure that when we teach this, it's at, you know, everybody gets it.
Correct.
And we created a kick-ass tool that we can use as a calendar and drop-down menus and everything else. So here's what I decided to do, because there's a million ways that you can do it. But I think if I explain this to you, you'll get it. A light bulb's going to go off. I'm like, okay, correct. So Let's talk about the first thing. What is the goal of a particular marketing strategy? Okay. And I've come up with four categories. Number one, which is probably the one that everybody looks at, is I need to acquire new clients. Mm-hmm. You can call it new client plays, or you can call it acquisition plays. We went with new clients. We're focusing on new clients. Okay. And then you've got keeping your clients. That would be the next category. There are marketing plays, internal strategies that you can use to run internally to keep your clients, to upgrade your clients, keep them getting better results. So that's a more of a retention strategy. Sure. Then you've got, you know, a reactivation category, which is old clients. Okay. So past client win back campaigns, holiday letters, you know, there's amnesty plays. There's a bunch of, we call them plays, but there are strategies and campaigns. Then there's a combo one, which like, for example, Black Friday, you could get new clients, you could keep your clients longer, you could get old clients.
Yep.
So it would fall into all of those things. So you've got four categories: new clients, keep clients, old clients, or combination. Okay, so now that we know what the goal of those marketing strategies are, then we move over to when to run them. Okay, when do you run them? And so we've created a macro, meso, micro. Macro would be something you can run all year long. So let's talk about that. SEO is a macro marketing strategy that would go after new clients.
Sure.
52 emails could be a macro strategy that you're sending out content to your list all year long.
Annual newsletter.
And it's more of a combo, because you could get old clients back, you can get new clients, and you can absolutely keep your clients because they, you know, they're reading your content and they're staying engaged. You could do podcasting, which is this. This could also be a combo strategy where you can get new clients and keep clients and get old clients back.
Sure.
So there's macro, which is the all year long play, which, you know, another one would be Google My Business, which is optimization, social media content, which is education. Mm-hmm. Those are all macro strategies. So now you got the macro. Meso would be something you would run for a quarter or longer than 1 month. You could do 2 months, you could do 6 months, you can do 3 months, whatever. It's longer than 1 month. It's longer than one moment in time. So strategies like this is, you could potentially, if you're running a, you know, an evergreen trial, you can switch from Netflix play to pay up front to 2 week guarantee. Those would be meso strategies that you're changing all year. Another meso strategy could be a banner that changes every quarter, or just if you're depending on what city and state you're in, maybe you can only run it for 30 days or 90 days. So that could be another meso strategy. And okay, if you look at the banner, let's just say, for example, that would be primarily a new client acquisition strategy, right?
Yep.
Then you've got the micro. Micro is one moment in time. It's going after all your past clients with a past client win back campaign. It's a 10 word email that you're going after dead leads. It's you know, a challenge that you're running for January.
Sure.
Or it's a summer challenge. Like, that's a micro strategy. So you've pretty much got four targets and three times that you can run them.
Yep.
And then you can color code them and drop them in and drag and drop and all this kind of stuff. But again, doesn't tell you what to run. It just tells you how to organize when you're running. And then when you look at the calendar and you look up vertically, you're looking at your macro, meso, and micro. You can see, man, I've got eight things working for me right now.
Hey, are you a gym owner whose business is in full swing, pulling in at least steady 30K or more per month, and now you're ready to ask yourself, what is next? Well, the Iron Circle is ready to show you that path forward. As a part of our exclusive community, you'll be surrounded by like-minded, success-driven gym owners just like you who are taking their businesses to the next level. Visit our website, ironcircle.net, to apply to be a part of the next Iron Circle group. And let us turn your successful gym into a thriving fitness legacy. All right, let's get back to the show.
And maybe not all of them go get clients in direct response. Some of them are a longer term play. And so now, so then you can even further break them down into direct response to, branding education.
Sure.
And you could also go even deeper and go like, hey, online, offline. you know, and it can also go internal, external. I mean, there's a million ways to categorize it, but for what we decided to do, it's the four categories: new, keep, old, combo, macro, meso, micro. That's how we decided to do it.
Yeah. And the way that you have it set up is awesome. I mean, like we went through it together as a team, and then obviously with the color coding, the durations, everything makes logical sense. It formats it right, so that you don't have overlap or you're not running too much. And again, back to confusing the marketplace or something like that. It's a no brainer. And whether or not you guys use a tool just like that, or you pull out a calendar and you kind of just figure it out by hand one way or another, though, you know, to the point is you should be, we've said it before. I mean, now we're coming into the end of the year. If you're not preparing for January, January is going to be here before you know it. Mm-hmm. I remember having this conversation last year. It was like, this is probably 2 years ago at this time, December. So we're like, you know, it's way too late to start thinking about your January campaign in December. You know, you have to be ahead of the game. And I don't know why, but gym owners love to wait till the last second before we figure out what the hell we're going to run for marketing.
It's interesting. And, you know, and because I sit in that seat a lot, you look at the different strategies that are out there or you could create on your own. And, you know, there's no guarantees. There's no guarantees anymore. Like I would tell you, there was a pretty damn good guarantee in 2015 that if you threw something out on Facebook, you were going to get some clients.
Almost stealing.
You know, and so there's no thing out there that I feel super confident in that no matter what we do with it, it's gonna work. As far as the medium, the channels. Cause we've run Google ads, they've worked great sometimes they don't.
Yep.
Facebook ads, depending on what you're running in the offer, sometimes leads are flowing, sometimes it's dead. It's your email marketing, sometimes you get a great response, sometimes you don't. Sometimes your Facebook posts get big reach, sometimes they don't. And there's really no rhyme or reason sometimes. And I take this back to when we used to run marketing. We can run a campaign in one market. It would do great in one and not so great in another. It's the same everything.
Yeah.
And so you got to test. You got to tweak and have options.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that though, because that goes back to the beginning conversation about multiple poles. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, if you guys think of like the law of averages, right? Like if you're only fishing with that one pole, when it's great, it's great. And when it sucks, right? And you don't want to spend 80% of your 50% of your whatever it is, you know, dealing with the suck. So by having four or five channels, six different mediums, if you may, or different options for marketing, you're never really feeling the burden of like having nothing happening.
Yeah.
You know, you might get a couple leads coming in that you can work because somebody, you know, that's the job, right? Or you might have just maybe it's one of those months where Google ads are banging and all of a sudden people are just calling and signing up, walking through the door and signing up. It's never perfect across the board. It's never consistent. You know, you don't just find a medium and run an ad and then all of a sudden it's hands off. Like everything has a timeline or expiration, if you may, right? You exhaust the marketplace and that stuff, or we just don't see it in the scroll type of thing. Mm-hmm. It's marketing. I always use the analogy that marketing is a process. It's not a solution, because a lot of clients or people, when we were an agency, people come to us and they're like, well, what is the thing I got to run? Well, if I had that answer, I wouldn't be giving it to you. Mm-hmm. Right. we'd be making sure nobody else knew that answer. But, marketing is always going to be a big conversation in fitness. We absolutely can do better to the multiple poles thing, to understanding not just direct response, not just branding, but where in the mix.
Not just free.
Yeah. I mean, the more we talk about, and I think this is one of the areas that gym owners should be spending a lot more of their time in education, not just going and paying an agency to run an ad campaign or buying the next funnel because they think that's going to be the one to do it. Understand what the hell we're doing. Like, what is the psychology of the consumer walking through your door? Mm-hmm. What does that person look like? Who are you serving? All of these things will take you a hell of a lot farther than the next $97 funnel.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to eliminate the real fear or the running to the next campaign all the time behind the eight ball, understand what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Sit down, understand it, teach yourself it, learn it, and then go and implement, you know, a long-term strategy, or at least forecast, you know, the next few months, so that you're not coming from a place of scarcity or urgency, you know, you're not rushed, but you've got a plan.
Yeah, there's definitely a place of comfort knowing that, look, if this isn't working, you can create something on your own and you're not looking at somebody to give you the answer.
Exactly.
That's a tough place to be. You're always like looking at what everybody else is running, and, you know, it's just a tough place to be. So, you know, we come up with stuff all the time here that works, and sometimes they just bomb.
We just went through it.
Yep.
I mean, we're literally in the process of it. The last campaign that we put together for Pulse, like, it just didn't go the way that we
switched it already.
Yeah, exactly.
It was like a week in, and we're like, okay, we pivoted. And now it's actually generating leads again. So again, if you don't know how to market or what to do, then you're really at risk. And that's kind of like part of what we talk about, is educating on the why instead of just the what, right?
Yeah.
Anybody can copy anybody. But I will tell you this, you know, when we ran multiple campaigns in different states, like I said, you could copy somebody and it may not even work for you.
It could be identical. I mean, there were situations where it was literally nothing but the like location name call out that was different, and they'd respond entirely different.
Yeah, it was different cities and states.
Yeah.
I will tell you, if you're in a B market, we always said the B markets just dominated. And what is a B market? Like, the way to define a B market is to define an A market.
Yeah,
there you go. An A market is big cities: Manhattan, Miami, Phoenix, Dallas, LA, you know, big metropolitan cities, Houston. That's A markets. B markets would be the outskirts, the suburbs, lower population, lower competition. Those clients that we worked with in the B markets and even C markets, which is even further remote,
yep,
just did better. And it's 100%. No, I can't say it's 100%. I would say it's 50% the competition and 50% of the market not being tainted or skeptical.
Yeah, the like the condition of the marketplace.
Yeah, pounded so hard in the Miamis and the Manhattans with gimmicky things. They're immune to it. It's white noise anymore. But if in a B market or a C, they lock right in. I mean, plenty of times. And I loved it when we had a B market.
Well,
I loved it.
It goes back to, is it Todd or is it Brad? One of them we were talking to, and they said, you know, I think it's Todd, a known tactic is a blown tactic, right? In an A market, when somebody's running that tactic, that funnel, that challenge before everybody else, like by the time that second, third, fourth gym's caught on in that area, everybody's tired of it. Like you said, like we're just not even, it's we don't see noise. It's just white noise. So
yeah. So hopefully this helps you organize. It's time to get that calendar dust, or go buy yourself a 2022 calendar, get the highlighter out, categorize all the plays that you run that were successful in the past. It doesn't mean they're going to be successful in the future, but you know where to start. Put them in the new client acquisition, the retention, keep client one, or the, you know, reactivation or past client or combo. Identify that first, and then identify macro, meso, micro, as far as the length and times you're going to run these campaigns. Hopefully that helps. Hopefully, you know, you jump on this and you start drawing the stuff out, but there's nothing better to have a plan in place at least a quarter or two quarters in advance, at least.
Big time.
You know, you could do the year, but, you know, by the time that year comes up, you'll probably mix and match anyway. So get two quarters out in advance, know what you're running, get your ducks in a row, get the campaigns ready, and then it's just turning on and off switches at that point.
Yeah. Be proactive.
Awesome. Guys, until next episode, keep changing lives. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to the Built to Grow podcast. Hopefully you got some great information from that last episode. And while you're at it, for your chance to win a $500 Amazon gift card, we are doing a State of the Union survey. It will only take you 3 minutes. That's why we made the URL winninggym.com/3 minutes. Looking to get about 1,000 responses. And when we do get those responses, we're going to host a webinar and show you who won the gift card. So when you get a chance, please head over to winninggym.com/3 minutes, and we'll see you on the next show.